Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, How to Successfully DIY Your Live Chat. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the absolute best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new Chameleon responsive website platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry brave enough to offer a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Dealer On is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming NADA convention in Las Vegas at the end of March. So if you're going to be there, stop by booth 6626N. We have the best booth around. You're not going to want to miss it. And I'm going to be there, and I'd love to see you. While you're getting your NADA on, please check out the speaking sessions from these Dealer On executives. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Todd Smith as our presenter today. Todd Smith is co-founder and CEO of ActiveEngage, the automotive industry's leading live chat service provider. He has over 20 years of successful industry experience and has worked in every facet of dealership operations, including being a dealer principal of a Chevrolet dealership. Todd has developed some of the most cutting-edge e-business, BDC, and showroom sales strategies and solutions for a variety of clients, including Ford, Ford of Canada, AutoNation, Budget Car Sales, Maritz Inc., Mazda North America, Toyota Motor Sales, ADP, Autotrader.com, and over 1,500 dealerships across the U.S. Todd is a highly respected member of the automotive community, and he can be reached at Todd at ActiveEngage.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond to you by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, and please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends over at ActiveEngage, they're giving away an amazing prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $100 Amex gift card. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned. You could be winning this sweet prize today. Oh, and everyone on today's webinar will also be able to download a free ebook from ActiveEngage on how to DIY your live chat. Just check out the handout section of your GoToWebinar interface for immediate download. Also, at the conclusion of the webinar, you're going to receive a short survey, so fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. Today, we're going to randomly select a couple of people from all those completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Todd Smith at ActiveEngage. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn how to successfully DIY your live chat. Todd Smith, so nice to have you on the show again. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always fun to be here from sunny Florida.
I appreciate it.
And yes, I'm just throwing that in there.
We all had bad weather yesterday, except for Florida, apparently.
That's what I keep hearing. So.
It's okay. We're all on the rebound now. Watch out, Orlando. All right. So, Todd. Now, this whole live chat business, I can tell you from experience that on the rare occasion that I actually use live chat, when successfully done, I make a purchase right then and there. Like, live chat is, I'm one of those people live chat absolutely works on. So I think that if we got more dealerships who were really involved in their live chat, that they too would make those kinds of sales. So I'm very excited that you're here today to talk to us about how to DIY our live chat. And I know you have a lot to get to, so why don't you take it away?
Awesome. Thank you so much. A great introduction, as always. And it's an honor to be here. And I'm excited to kind of go through the do-it-yourself program for live chat. Before I even get to that, I'll kind of step back and just talk a little bit about the future of what's really going on in this space, and, you know, kind of sets the stage for really what we're going to talk about today, and more importantly, gives you some insight into things that go on even outside our business. I find that, you know, having a good pulse of the auto industry is very important. But I also know that sometimes you have to step outside of that normal comfort zone and look for other industries, other countries, everywhere around the planet that is utilizing these types of technology. So I've looked a lot. You've probably heard of a company called WeChat, WeChat. It's in China. WeChat is a messenger application that you can do everything through, from book your doctor's appointment to buy flowers for an angry girlfriend or wife, to pay your power bill. Japan has one called Line. Does a lot of the same capabilities. And a lot of this comes down to the functional aspects of what live chat does. It turns a back and forth SMS into a potential mobile e-commerce transaction point. And that's where we see live chat really pushing the boundaries. It really was defined for me the moment when Facebook ponied up $19 billion for WhatsApp. Now, they did buy about 400 plus million users, but what they were truly buying was this connectivity. It's interesting that they ultimately rebuilt that technology, because it's not really the tech that drives it, it's all the interconnectivity that these types of platforms are going to provide. Facebook has grown their audience to almost 900 million, I think, at this point, and soon you will see things based on e-commerce being driven in there. They're already testing a concierge service in San Francisco area called M, where you can go on, ask for things. I need to buy a new needle for my record player. It'll direct you to the nearest place. And in some instances, I think it can even go through and complete a transactional event for you. So we're only seeing the beginning of what this tech will be able to do in the future and how consumers are ultimately going to leverage it. And that kind of moves us now into that first step, right? That first step I look at is to build anything, doing it yourself, go to Home Depot, you know, you have your list and you gather your materials, right? And in the case of chat and messaging, you're going to need to pick the right software, right? Now, software, there's all types of flavors. There's flavors that have, you know, video, there's flavors that's just, you know, back and forth chatting. Some you could just have audio and then you're really just having a phone conversation. Some allow you to pop up, you know, inventory, stream rich media, whether it's video or pictures of the vehicle. All sorts of different things are available to us today. I think it's important to pick something that A, you are comfortable with using. Two, you're not just buying a huge amount of technology that you're not going to utilize. A lot of times we do that. We love shiny objects. They look awesome on the shelf, and then you get it home and you're like, whoa, that's a little too much. And I'm not going to utilize all the capabilities of it. So to me, it kind of erases some of the functionality. And the one thing I keep, you know, resonates in the back of my mind, a lot of people have been really pushing video and video chatting. And I like it. I think it's interesting. I don't think we're there yet from bandwidth as well as consumer preference, because then consumers actually have to potentially show where they're at and show a video of them. Now, FaceTime is good, but FaceTime works with people you know. Have you ever FaceTime with a total stranger? Probably not. Maybe you have, but that's not a normal, comfortable path. And then the second you go to video, chat loses one important piece, and that is what I call the 1-to-3. So if I'm chatting in my business, in my dealership, I can usually chat with up to 3 people at one time. The second I move to video, it's like a phone call. I'm embedded onto a 1-to-1 relationship. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but that brings up always the second question. Once you select the right software, you then have to select the right chat reps. And how are you going to staff this type of operation at your dealership? Now, if you take the short mindset and say, oh, I'm just going to give it to my salespeople, or I'll give it to the receptionist when they're busy, you know, you're probably not going to get the most out of this. So for me, I really look at going a little bit deeper inside of choosing the right people. And I'm going to get to that here in a second, because I think there are some characteristics that we've learned over the course of 8 years that can really help you identify the right person. So to me, always choose the right software. You know, if you can test them out, kind of see what's available. I always think experience is the most important thing. How will this software enhance the consumer's experience of shopping for a car? Like, is it really enhancing it, or am I just putting more things in the way of getting the consumer to a yes, and that's an in-store visit? And what I mean by that, I think every person who's listening today, as I have, we've all sold cars, been around the industry, and there's this thing where you start to sell a customer and they get excited and you're excited and you show them a car and they love it. And then you're like, well, you can also get this and it has a sunroof and it has these bigger wheels and oh my gosh, you could get leather for only another $20 a month and blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, the customer goes, I need to go home and think about it. And at that moment, we've put too much in front of the consumer. And with how much media and how the web works, it's just like, to me, it's like rainbow bright through up most of the time. So you have to be very careful with choosing the right software, that you're going to use tools that are enriching the experience of the consumer, making it easier and making them flow all the way into the showroom. The other thing is, let's talk a little bit more about the people you choose. So a lot of times we want to just take our salespeople, put them on it. But at the point of a chat conversation, to me, it's a nurturing relationship. Salespeople are hunter-killers. They are not nurturers. This is why BDCs exist, because salespeople don't want to follow up. They don't want to nurture anybody. They want something in front of them. They can shoot a spear or a gun or take it down at that moment and eat. This is how it works. This is the true nature of sales. So, you know, if you're trying to just get a customer into the cage, the showroom, you probably want to lure them in a little bit more and have and pick a person that has a personality that's very customer service centric. Somebody who comes out of that industry. There is a reason why, for us, ActEngage is located in Orlando and Las Vegas. These are two very much hospitality driven areas of the country. I have Mickey Mouse here and the Adult Playland in Las Vegas. But everyone understands concierge service. They understand that, take off the sales hat, what can I do to help you? So that to me is one of those really powerful things we have to think about when we hire that person. They also need to be able to type minimum 60 words a minute. You can do an online typing test just to ensure, because you not only want them to type pretty reasonably fast, you want to ensure their grammar is going to be decent as well. And we don't want someone who's just going to live with short codes and typing things that other people may not realize what they're even typing. So once we've selected the software, selected people, a lot of times now we're always looking to really enhance that experience. So you want your software to really ultimately enhance the experience. So whether you can show a picture, which is great because pictures tell a story, you can shoot a video. Nothing is better to me than, you know, let's say I'm chatting with a consumer and I'm on my mobile phone and I can walk out, shoot a quick video of the car. It goes right in line in that chat conversation and is delivered to the customer, and they're seeing exactly what I'm seeing now. So we're on the same page. We're having that same conversation, and to me, that enhances that experience. So other things I always look at, you know, having software that understands and, you know, knows, is this a first-time visitor to the website, a multiple-time visitor? What's their geolocation? So where are they at? You know, if someone's chatting and they live 1,000 miles away, probably just keeping their local dealer honest and maybe just trying to get some additional information. Now, they could be driving or coming all the way out there because that's where their parents live, they're getting a car there, whatever that is. But all these things help us understand the consumer persona and how it's developing while they're on our website. So we want to have access to all that data. So are they first-time visitor, repeat visitor, where are they located, what's their click path, what have they looked at, maybe the device the shopper's using, are they on a mobile device, or are they on a desktop? Maybe they're at work. you know, or they may be accessing it from an iPad because they're watching TV and a commercial came up and they just wanted to get more information about a Nissan ad they just saw. So to me, that begins that important part of enhancing that experience. And then also looking at behavioral things that we can engage the consumer. So software now has the capability to deliver behaviorally driven invitations. So instead of just a standard drop-up that says, hey, how can I help you? Hey, how can I help you? We can go beyond that, right? We can go to the point where we can push a message up to the consumer that's relative to what they're doing at that moment. And that, to me, is super powerful and super important. And I'll give you like a real-world example of that. You know, if we were at, let's say we walked into Target and the greeter goes, hey, how can I help you? What do we all do? No, thank you. Just cruising through. Everyone goes, nope, I got it. But now, let's fast forward. Now we're down, you know, our wife, girlfriend, someone sent us in to look to get new silverware, and we're staring at silverware, and we have no idea. And all of a sudden, another little red-shirted Target person pops out and goes, hey, I see you're looking at silverware. By the way, we have a couple of them on sale. Can I answer any questions about it? Well, now, right message, right time. It's a much different, probably potential conversation. And technology should augment and help us to create those conversational opportunities, not inhibit them by just trying to keep popping up with random, not connected messaging. So to me, a lot of this is really creating that seamless experience, right? So, and tying it into what the consumer is doing at that moment, and then ultimately make it seamless experience across devices, right? Because at any point, you know, you have about 2.8 million people accessing the internet from their mobile phones. So to me, mobile chat and the software you choose is going to be critical. Everything is going to the handheld. Everything. If you look at all the data, the number of desktop computers continues to slide in North America. Yet mobile usage is through the roof because all we have to do is make things easier and simpler and consumers will use them. Hence, we can take some great lessons from WeChat in China. We can take some lessons from Line in Japan. You know, we can look at what WhatsApp did in Germany and Brazil and some of these other countries where penetration is huge and things are transacting and consumers are really engaged on these platforms. So very important things to look forward to seeing in the very near future. So, you know, to me, does it increase my team's performance? And that's a very important thing, and that's where I think chat is a very powerful tool. You get the 3-to-1. You know, any really good chat rep can handle 3 conversations at one time. An okay chat rep is 2. A beginner chat rep, you probably want a one-on-one, right? But they can ramp up to 3. So, to me, team performance can absolutely be lifted. And I think you can find a high level of efficiency where we can't find that in typical phone calls or even email, because email I have to do really kind of one at a time and, you know, bouncing back. But with chat, I can hold multiple conversations. Because think about it, we do it all day long with texting and SMS, right? And the good thing is I could have SMS going, I could have a live chat on a website going, and I could have all these multiple things playing out, increasing my performance and efficiency. And a couple things that I think are also very important to do that is the ability, what we call our Shop With Me technology, where we can actually move the shopper through an experience. To me, that's important. That increases your team's efficiency of having that relationship with the customer. If I can help navigate them, not wasting their time, give them the path to the critical information that they're looking for, and have it engaging that the customer keeps going through this great experience, well, then we're creating a win-win. I'm driving my customer service philosophy. The customer is responding to that because I'm giving them valuable insight and information, and I'm helping them through the experience, and you're really creating that, what I consider, first impression and creating that bond. And that can be created online because you're in a conversation. The average chat conversation is 7 to 9 minutes. That's a long time compared to less than a 2-minute phone up. So to me, the other thing, integrated car research, ensure whatever you're using has that capability, right? That you can answer probably some of the obscure questions that might get answered, like asked, like customer, you know, I just looked at one. Not that long ago, a couple days ago, customer wanted a F-350 and didn't know it would fit in his garage because he has to keep his car in the garage. So that was his big thing. He wanted to know the length because he'd already measured his garage. And to me, you want that type of data readily available, not hold on. You go search the web, and 3 minutes later, you come back with an answer. You want to have that in that what I consider digestible format that I can get it to the consumer in 30 seconds or less. I think that's very important to be able to do that. So the other thing is I kind of talked a little bit before, ensuring you have your software that's mobily enabled. Because the reality is we're never tied to our desk anymore. I'm sure everyone, just like myself, you get tons of voicemails on your landline in your office. You barely ever want to go through them. You're just like, delete, delete, delete. And I look at this, again, as we have to think mobile. We have to think handheld. So whatever we're doing with chat, always think about that first. And, you know, start building that top-notch team, right? Find the right representatives. Do the things that are necessary, right? Find the customer service person. Put them through a typing test. Make sure their grammar is well. You want people that are well-spoken in typing as well as in person, right? You want them to be very customer service driven. They could have been a hostess at a really nice restaurant. You know, any of these potential touch points, they could be, you know, college students are good as, you know, hospitality major, even better, that people are understanding and they're looking for careers that they get their joy out of helping others. That is a key fundamental thing of what you really want to accomplish and find. The other thing is you're going to have some choices, right, as you do this. Are you going to do hybrid or chat-only BDC? And, you know, hybrids are what most dealers ultimately end up with, meaning you're handling chat conversations, but you're handling other stuff as well. You know, I always feel that if you can do one thing and only one thing, you can get a lot better at it a lot faster. But that's always not reality. With budgeting, with the average dealership and spend and personnel restrictions, a lot of times we have to hybrid. But I would always try to force more onto one or two select individuals than just spreading it out amongst people. I think that would really help you ultimately build a better chat rep that not only does a good job, but customers respond to, because they've learned the what I consider the etiquette of online conversing, right? And it does take a little time, and it's always changing. I mean, we go back, so we have millions and millions of live chats, and we've seen a natural progression of the conversation change, where what consumers asked, concerns, and questions from before change every few months. Because as not only the web is aging and evolving, consumer behavior is as well aging and evolving. And their use and push into these types of tools only validates that. And it only is validated even outside our industry with all the commitment now going to messenger type services and the future goals of those services. It just to me highlights what is going to come and why we need to get a jump on this as a normal way to converse with our shoppers. So to me, again, those essential chat skills, I just want to make sure we have them, right? So you have them written down. Typing grammar, very important, right? So we want to be able to go through them. We want to make sure that they have limited mistakes as they're typing. You know, look at their emails first. So if somebody wants to, you know, apply, you know, have a couple emails back and forth. Look at their punctuation, their grammar, because you don't want somebody on the other end looking and go, man, that guy spelled special wrong, because that's all they're going to be thinking about, right? So we're really looking at, again, customer service, how well and comfortable they are navigating the web. Because a lot of times, you know, you do have to get around and maybe show a consumer a couple pages on your website. So you're sending them, you know, pages, you're moving them around. They have to have familiarity and comfort with using the internet, right? And that's why a lot of times, does it cater towards a younger person? Possible, but we have people of all age that work here, and I can't say one is better than the other. A lot of it comes down to their essential, you know, what I consider skills. So once we got that done, you know, time to prep and prime that pump, right? So I look at this as three easy steps to really prep and prime yourself. Set live chat standards. What are going to be the standards that drive your department? You know, what are the number of chats each rep is going to pick up? How long will back and forth take between consumers? You want to measure average chat length, right? What's your conversion rate on those chats? What are they delivering with number of emails, phone numbers, name that was able to be captured, appointment being able to be set? All those need to be addressed as we really prime the pump. So now what I'd like to do is go back to my demigod, Elena, to ask this amazing poll question that I could pull out some great information from this audience.
All right, audience, you heard the man. We have two poll questions coming your way today, and your first one is on the screen now. We want to know what you think. So, in your opinion, how many seconds do you have to catch a shopper's attention when they land on your website? Now, there's been studies on this, so we want to know how long do you think you really have? All right, we're going to go through, and then afterwards, Todd's going to actually tell us the answer. But we want to know how smart you are. Do you think you have 25 seconds, 14 seconds, only 8 seconds, a whole 60 seconds, or somewhere around 32 seconds? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. And, yeah, this is not an easy question. How many seconds do you have to catch a shopper's attention when they land on your website?
And I'm going to add, this is the latest new Microsoft study that was done.
Huh.
So, okay.
Not an easy question. Okay, almost everyone has voted. So thank you so much, audience, for your votes. Let's see if my audience is right. I actually don't know the answer to this, audience. So let's see. We are going to share the poll. Okay, here we go. 14% of today's audience believe it's 25 seconds. Another 14% believe it's 14 seconds. The majority, however, 57% of you, more than half of you, think that it's only 8 seconds? Boy. Oh. 7% of today's audience think it's 60 seconds, and another 7% of today's audience think it's about 32 seconds. Todd, what is the correct answer on this?
You know, it's amazing. I also would have leaned towards the, hey, it's 8 seconds, it's 14 seconds.
I was going to say, 8 seconds, that's a really not a lot of time.
But it feels like eternity when you're sitting there. You know, if we just sat here for 10 seconds, I mean, you're going to listen to, you're like, man, I hear the wind outside. I mean, you just start drifting away. And it's actually about 14 seconds. I think a lot of that has to do with how the web is designed right now, that it takes a few seconds to calibrate everything that's going on a page, like in your mind, and kind of see everything for what it is, digest that, and then kind of try to figure out, okay, what am I doing next, right? Or what do I need to see, or how do I navigate through this? Because, you know, obviously site design is continuing to change. Plus, the other side is when we start looking at mobile as a piece of looking at mobile websites, you know, a lot of mobile websites are not truly what I consider super functionally designed yet because we haven't figured out how to make the best site. So we're still kind of playing with it. So I think it's taking consumers a little bit longer to really kind of figure stuff out.
Okay, 14 seconds. That sounds doable. That's doable,
cool.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. So, as I love to go, I think, you know, as we were just talking about before the poll, you know, we have this a few minutes to kind of get the consumer engaged. I'm going to add one other amazing study that was just done too. So a lot of times now, the right third of your screen, nobody's looking at. And I've seen lots of heat maps about this data, and I find it like, wow, why are people not looking at the right third of your screen? And all the research came in, study was done, unbelievable. It's because we have now trained ourselves, because of spending so much time on Google, to avoid the right third of the page, because that's where paid ads are.
Huh.
And it's these little things that you have to think about when you're designing and putting where you're going to put your chat icons, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes after we get past the standards, but I want to put your thinking caps on, because all these little things add up through time, just like your standards, right? So to me, benchmarking your reps is going to be an incredible an important part of your success. These are the benchmarks we live by, which means we've hit these standards, we live in these standards, which means you should be living in these standards if you're going to do chat yourself. 6 second pickup time or less, meaning a customer hits that chat icon, you're going to be right to them with an engaging message to draw them in. 75% of all leads include a phone number. 80% will ultimately convert into a lead. So that means 8 out of 10 chat conversations you are picking up in your store need to turn into an opportunity for the dealership. And 20%, you should be able to actually set a test drive appointment right within that initial chat. We live in this world of instant gratification. So to me, 6 seconds, again, we want to get to the consumer real quick. We want to have a very open back and forth volley with the consumer. I watch some dealers, they'll type something, customer types back, and then someone goes off for however long to try to find that information, and it's like a minute goes by, 2 minutes goes by. And the reality is most people are going to disengage, right? Because they get bored. They're just sitting there, right? And to me, it's that whole idea of, you know, if we're sitting face to face, and that's how consumers feel about this as we're chatting, you ask a question, I get an answer. You ask another question, I get an answer. You know, it has this back and forth volley, and I think it's very important, that we really adhere, to achieving these types of standards. The other thing to me is really understanding and driving that home into your chat reps. Now, your chat reps aren't going to achieve those standards from day one. It's very hard to, right? But we have to work them into it, and we have to build upon their success. That's why I think you should set up your live chat reps that they can really only do one chat at a time, right? Until they're super comfortable and they've built success. They're hitting your metrics on one chat. Then you add a second chat in, okay? And then again, once they're able to achieve and get over that mental hurdle that they're still holding your standards by even being able to do two chats at once, you move them to three. Three is really the max out. If you're letting people do more than three chats at once, you are losing opportunities left and right. You have to limit how many people they're talking to, because not all of us are civil, right? We can't have 17 personalities. And when you're required to have multiple conversations going on, you'll start getting anything over three, you're going to get what I call conversational slippage. You're going to have one conversation bleed into the other, and it's going to make you look like an idiot, where you're talking to a customer about a Dodge Ram truck, and you send them a link to an awesome Honda Civic, and they're like, why did you send this? And you're like, crap, I just sent it through the wrong window. And that brings up another thing. When you choose a chat software, ensure it's driven within a single window, and it's easy to just volley and flip back and forth. If you're having to flip back and forth between windows, odds of error massively increase. When we first started ActiveEngage, we had Windows like every other chat software. But as we became the largest power user of our own software, we realized that was a terrible idea. And it's causing this slippage to potentially happen. So for us, we were able to eliminate it. And whatever chat software you use, you should also be looking to eliminate that. You know, the other thing is, to me, really getting into that shopper's head and into the mindset, right? No pressure, speedy assistance, dynamic conversation, right? So to me, no pressure. Chat to me gives shoppers the opportunity to get their questions answered first without any obligation to share personal information until they're ready. So they feel like they're in control, and to me, that is awesome. I want them to feel in control. I want them to feel they have no pressure, because when you don't feel like you have pressure, you let your guard down, and you're going to open up. And the second you open up, I'm going to draw you in deeper and deeper. And to me, that begins a very powerful piece, right? We want to do speedy assistance, right? Your site visitors, they want to get their answers super fast. Don't make them wait in silence. Go back and forth. Keep a volley going. Build rapport. And to me, I'm very big. Dynamic conversations, right? Don't put the shopper off. I don't like to use scripts. I like things to flow. I like things to be, to me, engaging and empowering, and a consumer leaves the experience and goes, wow, just like Eliana, our demigod for the webinar today, you know, just like she left making online purchases because she felt, hey, I got my questions answered, and more importantly, look what happened. Hey, the skids were greased, I made a purchase. So think very important things, right? So, you know, do introduce yourself first. I think that's super critical. You know, really be friendly, polite, give knowledgeable answers. I need to go check on that is not a knowledgeable answer. You should have that data readily available to answer any potential question a customer is going to have. You know, and I know, listen, I grew up in dealerships. I spent my life in them. You know, we use rentals, ADP. A lot of times we have cap locks on and we forget. And the next thing I know, we are screaming at a customer in a live chat or an email. Well, be conscious of that. It's very important. So do not write, you know, sarcasm does not work in chat, just like it doesn't work in text. Something gets lost in translation as someone is reading something versus someone listening to your voice, your tone, your inflection, your little sneer, your smile as you're saying it, even though it's like inappropriate or there's sarcasm built in there. You can see none of that in a live chat conversation or a text. So be very careful with what you say as you're dealing with consumers. And to me, spell check is important. Customers, it's terrible when they're seeing grammatical errors, and that's all they're focused on. They're like, wow, this guy can't even spell, you know, as I said, special. This guy can't spell Toyota, you know, whatever it is. And it happens. I get that.
The difference between your and your. Oh, no.
Yes,
that
there you go.
Me.
Or there and there, right? I mean, listen, there's a multitude of these, right? And they happen all the time. So, but just be conscious of that. So, you know, and now, you know, when and where to start that conversation. So we'll kind of go through this, right? Because that's an important piece, too. You know, obviously having that, you know, chat readily available on your home screen, you know, the chat icons on the right, most of the ones we always suggest now to slide that over to your left-hand side of the screen, because I said the right-hand side isn't the best place to put things anymore, based on the latest research. You could also use toolbars. Toolbars are good because they do not obstruct anything that's going on the website, and I think that's an important part of this as well. The other side is, you know, you can use proactive invitation to just pop up something. So, you know, to me, you have multiple stuff, multiple opportunities, and we'll go into a little bit more detail of those. But back to my demigod, Eliana, again, bring me home on another powerful poll question for this amazing audience.
You crack me up. Okay, so audience, we only have two poll questions for you today. But you know what? Your answers to this one are just as important as the last time. So, questions on the screen now, and we want to know, what percentage of today's car shoppers want a more tailored online shopping experience? Which one do you think is the right answer? Please select that. Is it 38%, 64%, 15%? Do you think it's straight half, 50%, or 22%? And it's so funny, somebody wrote in, what, it's not 100%? Well, apparently they did some research on this, right, Todd? You have the answer
Absolutely.
To this one as well?
Believe it or not, yes, I brought the answer.
What?
Yes.
All right, so this is what we want to know. According to this research that Todd is going to tell us about, oh, gosh, almost everyone's voted.
Good.
What percentage of today's car shoppers want a more tailored online shopping experience? And
what does our majority say?
Well, let's just close this poll and share the results. Almost everyone's voted. Okay, only 7% of today's audience said that they think it's 38%, but 93% of today's audience believe that it is the majority vote, 64%. Of today's car shoppers are looking for that online tailored shopping experience. No one answered any of the other answers. So, Todd?
The answer is, boom, 64%.
Wowza.
Right?
So, that is a lot.
So our audience knows shoppers, right?
Yep.
That's what it says.
Audience, by the way, if you haven't gotten in your question yet for Todd Smith, hey, send it on in. We're going to be getting to your Q&A session, and we want to help you successfully DIY your live chat. So send those questions in. We're going to get to them soon. Don't forget to keep tweeting and keep going, Todd.
Awesome. So as we're rocking along here, you know, as I said, proactive invitation. This is behaviorally driven. If you notice, the chat says, hey, can I answer any questions on the 2006 Honda Accord EXL? That's exactly what they're looking on. It's not generic, right? It's not, hey, dude, can I help you? Of course not. You want to make things relative to where the shopper is at inside that experience. It's so much more powerful. And will deliver you not only better results, but a more satisfied shopping experience. So to me, step three, live chat maintenance, because guess what? This is not a plug it in and forget it business at all. It is constantly in motion and rapidly changing. And I see it accelerating. That's why I brought up what's going on around the planet and what all the large corporations are doing in this space, because that behavioral path and the habits that will be built outside our business will trickle into our business. And we need to embrace that, and we need to get ahead of that with how we're going to deal with shoppers who want to probably ultimately do almost everything through the chat or live chat concept, right? That they'll be able to do everything from get pre-approved, select their vehicle. I mean, nothing to say that one day will not happen. So, you know, keep up with the trends in live chat in general. What your provider is doing technologically, what are their future advancements? To me, it's important. I ask the question, what are you doing? I ask this of all our vendors at ActiveEngage. Like, what are you doing, right? What's next? Why are you doing that? What is the plan? What will be the benefits? Is that going to affect my clients, or is it internal savings? What am I getting out of that, right? Keep up. Obviously, car buying behavior is rapidly changing, right? You had AutoNation just put a ton of resources back into driving more of the business through their own AutoNation.com and their own sites than trying to depend on third parties. So you see a massive change in that arena. And we're going to see more of that, right? And just look at some of the digital marketing trends. Look at communication trends. Look at what is happening when what's going on in how people use tech, right? I mean, it's crazy. Like, you think about it now in your dealership, nobody is probably sitting next to their desktop phone. You probably hit everyone with a quick text to try to find someone at the dealership, or you call them up with your cell phone, calling their cell phone, right? You're not probably, you know, going in and calling their extension very often unless they're glued to their desk. And unless you're a desk manager, you're probably not there that often, right? So, you know, meet regularly with your team. I think this is very important, you know. So create some strategies for the conversations you're going to have, right? Have those regular meetings. So I always say, are you seeing a trend with a certain word track? You know, what's converting? What's not producing favorable results? I could tell you down to specific words that will get you to the next step and words that will drive the consumer out of the conversation. You know, that's part of our secret sauce that over 8 years we have been dedicated to learning what moves customers through and what trips up them conversationally, and you can too. You know, chat concepts create incentives around their ability to hit your benchmarks, and always do one-on-ones. You know, have the ability that you can monitor their conversation going on and whisper into them. That's a powerful feature, right? It's real-time coaching. It's real-time engagement where, wow, okay, because you're creating new synapses in your mind to so that they won't make that mistake again. Tell the customer this. Oh, yeah, that's great. And they'll remember that next time. So when you can do that, it's very powerful. So to me, you know, keys of a successful do-it-yourself business is really one, quality set of tools. Have the right software. Have the right computer. Have it mobily enabled. Have the functionality and capabilities that you're going to need to be successful. You know, proper prep and timing, and also setting to me the expectations of the team and managing that team and understanding that you have to put a level of proactive maintenance in here. This is not a set it and forget it business. It's constantly an evolution, and you have to manage it to me on that granular level to be super successful. So I got some resources. We put them up at activeengage.com/dealeron. Very easy to remember. So three tips for your self-managed team, science of attention on dealership websites, and what's your chat follow-up process? Because that's huge, right? So you get the conversation done, and then how are you going to treat that person differently? And I think that's very important. So remember, activeengage.com/dealeron. Action items that I wanted you to take away from here. Please review the placements of your current chat invites, right? Where are they at? Can you change them around? Look at the chat transcripts every week. Do a random audit of each of your personnel. Read through their transcript. Mark it up with suggestions for improvement and hand it back to them. Won't take you that long. Can have a profound impact if you don't have time to monitor them or you don't have the software capability to do that. To me, create that chat follow-up worksheet. What are the steps, once a chat is completed, that you're going to treat the consumer differently, and how are you going to engage them? And with that, is my demigod ready for questions? That's three times, Eliana. That's three times. That's the new win.
Time. Let me just tell you, that did not go unnoticed, all right, my friend?
Okay.
All right, audience, if you haven't gotten in your question yet for our amazing presenter, Todd Smith, now is the perfect time to send those questions in. We've got a handful of questions in already. Looking for some more, we want to help you have the best DIY live chat of any dealership around. So come on in, right on in, and let's see if we can't make that happen. All right, before we get to your questions, though, we got some fun to take care of. That's right. It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends over at ActiveEngage, they're giving away an amazing prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $100 Amex gift card. That's right. So get ready. Get to your keyboards. First person to write in the correct response to our giveaway question, it's going to be winning this prize today. And if you are a vendor, and I know we get a lot of vendors over here on the Dealer On webinar weekly series, hey, we love having you here. We really do. But this prize really is intended for dealership personnel only. So, you know, hey, sit this one out. Don't worry. We got some other stuff for you. And here we go. Good luck, everyone. I hope you guys are paying attention. According to Todd Smith and our friends over at ActiveEngage, how fast should you pick up your live chat conversations? Wow, you guys were paying attention. Hold on there. Woo! I gotta scroll up here and see who the first person was to write in the correct response. Heather Paquette, 6 seconds. Congratulations, Heather. I believe Todd said 6 seconds or less, which I find very amazing that anyone could do that. So, Heather, Congratulations. I'm writing down your name. I never spell it right the first time, Paquette. Anyway, write on in. Let me know what dealership you're from. And don't forget to send me that. Oh, look at you. Girl, you are good. She is with Whiteman Chevrolet in Glens Falls, New York. Thank you so much, Heather. You're going to be getting your $100 Amex gift card from our friends, directly from our friends, over at Active Engage. Congratulations. And for the rest of you, I know we only gave away one prize today. Don't you worry. We give away cool prizes every week. So you didn't win today. It's all right. Be happy for Heather and come on back to another Dealer On webinar. Could be your lucky day. You could be walking away with one of these cool webinar prizes. Thank you for playing along. Of course, congratulations to today's winner, Heather Paquette. And we've got to thank our good friends over at Active Engage for giving out such a cool prize. By the way, if you haven't done so yet, now would be a great time for you to download your free ebook from Active Engage on how to DIY your live chat. That's right. Check out the handouts section in the GoToWebinar interface for that immediate download. You can also download Todd's slide deck from today as well. So check that out, all right? All right, are you ready, Todd?
I am always ready to do whatever you want.
I love that. All right, so first, oh, there we go. Thank you for changing slides. And you can turn on your webcam at any time now.
Oh, it's webcam time?
Sure.
I love the webcam time. Here I go.
Okay. It is silly,
I'm
this
here.
One. There he is.
Oh,
in bright.
I see. Unshaven, here, shaven.
Nah, no one cares. No one cares. All right, okay. Audience. All right, let's see. Let's get to your first question. Who was the first one to have a question? Oh, yeah. Tim was the first one to write in a question. He said, should a store staff chat for 24-hour service, or should we just use a third-party service for after hours?
Great question. I feel there's not enough traffic on the overnight to require a full-time employee. So if you can outsource that, that's the best-case scenario. Unless you're – if you had a group – like a lot of stores, over 30 probably plus stores, you could, I would say, staff it yourself 24/7. But if you do not, and you're a single store or one or two stores or five stores, no, it's just not going to be economically feasible. Because I can tell you, we have thousands of stores, and I could come here in the middle of the night, and there are literally three conversations going on. So there's not as much value to have somebody 24/7, that type of cost structure for you.
All right. Tim, I hope that helps you out. If you have a follow-up question, hey, send it on in. We're here to help. All right. Your next question, we only have a handful of questions here. Your next question is, okay, this one comes from Mike. It's a long question, so stick with me. All right.
Okay.
Mike says, should you really look for somebody with product knowledge before salesmanship? Because what if someone is a great typist and great with people, but doesn't know the product? And
That's a good question.
That guy, you said that guy called, he had that chat, right, and he wanted to know how long the truck was, so would it fit in his garage? Actually, I've had that conversation with my husband about his truck, so I know that's a concern. So how does
it
somebody...
It is. It's surprising. So, look, this is an easy one for me to answer, right? I'm a huge believer that I can train any human being to know product. I can give them the tools to access tons of information, as well as I can just train them on lots of really good product pieces of information. I cannot train somebody, usually, to be naturally good at customer service and care. I cannot train somebody to think of the other person first before their own needs. I cannot train someone to always be outgoing and bubbly, right? So to me, finding those core characteristics much more important than the ability to train the product knowledge. And I feel with tools, like inside our tool, we have all of Edmunds data, right? So we have 19 years of all vehicle data that I can instantly pull up at a second to answer any question. So to me, it's finding the right person
give them and train them on the product, right? And then you have the best of both worlds.
Okay. Speaking of training, by the way, great question, Mike. I'm with you on that one.
Yes. I like Mike. That's a good question.
If you have a follow-up question, let me know.
That's why I wanted to jump on it like a tiger, because I was like, yes, that's a great question.
Well, okay, but how do you, I mean, so this girl had to find the length of this truck. She's, where is she getting that information from? Just from my...
You have it, right? Like, so in our console, right, she's chatting. There is a tab. She hits it. She can type Ford F-350. It'll pull up every piece of data on the Ford F-350. So it's literally a click away. So
okay. You
don't need to be what I consider so deep within product knowledge. I mean, listen, we have people here that are super passionate about certain cars. We have people that love Priuses, right? So they know everything about Priuses. And for us, we bring cars in here every month on our lunch and learn. So last month, Mercedes for Orlando, Mercedes brought over 6 cars, right? And our people during lunch, as they were in the food truck, went all through those cars. They brought a couple salespeople. They explained everything our people wanted to know. So we do things like that. To ensure our people are product knowledge and to find their passions with inside the product. But to me, you want that easily accessible. So if you don't have access, your software you use doesn't have data like that readily available, what you want to do is bookmark the sites where that data is readily available, that you do have easy access to specific pieces of product information of questions that could be asked. So because I'll tell you, people ask everything. And, I mean, we do over 18,000 conversations on a daily basis, and we see everything. I mean, there's nothing that a customer won't ask, you know, well, I want the leather, but I don't want the sunroof, and it doesn't seem to be available, and, you know, yeah, I mean, some of that stuff's regionalized, so you want to know the region codes on what product is available and where. And on top of that, you know, you need to know... you know, compatibility of certain features and functions inside the packages. So, like for General Motors, we've actually put our people through GM certified training program. They set us up as a quasi-dealership, so we've actually trained people here. We've done everything except the ride and drives, right? So obviously we can't do that. We're not a dealer. But they've given us access to all the same training programs that salespeople have, right? So we've done that with some of the other manufacturers as well. So for us, we want to have product knowledge, but we don't want that to be the number one driver. We think it's incredibly important, but we want the right person, the right personality, the right temperament, the right pace that that customer or that person can deliver for us. And the customer or our chat rep who takes off the sales and wants to serve the person, right? That hospitality type personality. It's what we're always driving for here.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much for that. Now, you brought up training, and I actually have a question about that that came in from Allison. She says, okay. Is there ongoing training for live chat people? And if there are, how often would you do it?
Great question, Allison. So for us, we train every single week. It's a nonstop for us because what we like to do is we have what's called performance coaches. So they're actually looking at chat transcripts on a daily basis. They'll pull a few out. They'll pull that chat rep aside every single week. They'll do one-on-one. Then we do some group learns where we'll cover what we see as dynamic trends that are coming up or maybe new incentive changes and how they're going to affect, you know, potential questions coming in or certain products are advertising in a certain way, certain brands. So this probably will come up because people are watching TV and they're sitting there on their iPad and they're instantly chatting, watching the commercial. So we want to always keep our teams, we have lots of teams here, but we want to keep them aware of what's going on. So to me, training is not something you can just do it once and hope for the best. You've got to create that constant flow of helping your team become better at doing it. And I mean, that happens by building confidence in them, that they feel that they're capable of having a great conversation, even if they don't know 100% of everything. So I hope that answered that, Allison.
Okay. Follow-up question
sure.
from Allison is, Interesting. Okay. Should we instruct the live chat person to respond to the availability of a car the way our salespeople do? And then in quotes, oh, yeah, you want that car in black with the tan interior? Sure, we have that. Versus, quote, we can get any car you need. Like, how do you – she wants to know how do you instruct them to answer really more of a sales-related question if you're not hiring them for salesmanship?
Right. Well, look, I believe people who are hospitality-driven have a natural sales personality, okay? That's the first thing I want to say. Two, beyond that, you know, every dealership's different of how they want us to handle certain things. Some dealers say, listen, we have 1,800 cars in stock, so of course we have it. A lot of times, the chat isn't there to drive the customer into a specific transactional point. And why we don't do that is tons of research has already proven many, many consumers, and you'll probably have this experience, consumers come into the dealership and ultimately buy an alternative product. That's whether payment, whether you couldn't roll all the negative equity out of their original car into the car that they had chosen, so you need something else. You have so many variables and factors that go on in the actual transactional point of the experience. So we don't want to limit the consumer and get them so sold on one specific thing. So we love to say, hey, we not only have that vehicle, we have some other vehicles that are very similarly equipped that we have available as well. What we'd like you to do is come in and test drive one or multiple vehicles to see which one is going to particularly fill your needs and your request and what you need to be satisfied. So for us, a lot of it is not trying to drive to the pinhead of the needle as much as getting the consumer to accept that we're going to be a great place to do business by guiding them that we have the availability of what they want, and we even have a couple alternatives. So hope that answered that.
All right, Allison, you got a follow-up question? You let me know. Okay, next question comes to you from Kevin. Kevin says, do you recommend just one person full-time for an average single-point store?
Great question, Kevin. Let me answer it this way. It's probably very hard to have only one person. And why that is your one person gets sick, occasionally hungover, calls out, goes on vacation, ends up having to do something else because they get drug away. So you're going to need at least a couple people dedicated and assigned to this to make it work. Because what happens if you get really busy at 1 o'clock? I mean, we're usually slammed here, right? So at 1 p.m., people are coming back from lunch, so they're looking at something online or asking questions. What happens if that person's handling three conversations? And then the governor basically turns chat off your site so other people don't even see it. So you're losing potential opportunity. So to me, you at least want two to start, and maybe even having two more backups, right, that they're logged in but they're not taking conversations unless one of the main two says, hey, I need you to pick up the next conversation. I got two or three working right now. So that's kind of how I see even a single-point dealership ensuring success, ensuring that there's not massive amounts of time between conversational volleys, and to ensure all the customers not only have a great conversation, but it's fulfilling to them. Nothing is worse than a super one person in a store, very busy, chat, and says, hey, I'm really busy right now. Do you just want to set a time and come in, or can I call you? Or can you just email me your questions? That totally disenfranchises the consumer from the experience by trying to switch mediums, and a lot of times they just abandon the conversation. So to me, a lot of this has to do with, you know, having the right staff and looking at the amount and when you're going to get the largest volume of chat, and just make sure you have coverage.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much for that. Last few questions for you coming your way now, Todd. For instance, this one comes in from Mark. He says, what would you suggest the time on site or another metric to reach out to the consumer on your site? Go gosh, I read that exactly like it was written.
It's cool, and I know exactly what Mark meant. So, okay, so time on site does play a role in when you want to engage the consumer. A couple things are variable inside that, though. One, are they a first-time visitor, repeat visitor, or been to your site 10 or 20 times, right? So we have to first understand that. And once we understand that, then if they're a first-time visitor to the site, to me, you kind of want to sit back, let them see the lay of the land, let them get into a VDP page, so usually 3 to 5 pages, then you want to offer the chat. Now, if they're a repeat to the site, you can pop chat up immediately. And why? A lot of times customers are coming back to either get driving directions, a phone number, or see if a piece of inventory is still in stock, or to go back and try to find something that they were unable to find on their first search before they disengaged for whatever reason. If they're in the same multi-shopper to the site and they've been there 8, 10, 15 times, well, they're probably looking for something super specific that they haven't found. So my behavioral message might be geared towards still haven't found what you're looking for, like the song, you know, and ultimately, you know, try to pull them out that way. So, again, based on pages on the site, time on the site, all these variables should be built into the algorithm you're using for your behavioral invitation.
Okay. Thank you very much for that question, Mark. Cool. Second to last question. Joe.
Okay.
Joe. I like you, Joe. Joe says, should we use the photo of the pretty girl on the live chat or no photo or actual photo of the representative?
Another great question. Joe, use the pretty girl.
Really?
Get the demi, yes. Get the demigod. Eliana's. Yes. Trust. Okay? And why you're going to want to do that. Data's already proven this. Listen, why do models sell, right? Beauty sells because we're naturally attracted to it. Because we want to mate with people we see are pretty healthy. Because this is a true story. Listen, I'm not making this stuff up. Because beauty for our mind equals health and brilliant, all these things. So we're naturally gravitate towards that. So let me back up. Lots of research has been done. The pretty face works. I will tell you, if you're in the Northeast, a dark-haired woman will outperform a blonde.
Huh.
If you're in the Southern states, the blondes work. If you're a Volkswagen dealer, kind of in the Southwest, believe it or not, a male with gray hair, sometimes little scruff, works best. All these little weird nuances help you get more people. Now, some people say, well, why not use our own people? A few major reasons. One, liability. You have to get your employee to sign off. You're using their image for marketing. Two, you create, if it's a pretty woman or attractive man, you're creating a potential stalking issue. Because now they know that person's online, they know where the person works, and, you know, trust me, we get conversations in the middle of the night over here on floor 2 where it's like, hey, what are you wearing? I mean, the most creepy stuff you could ever imagine. So why would we want to set ourselves up for that? So to me, let's protect our staff, let's hide behind beautiful people, and let's sell some cars. So, you know, a lot of research has been done on it, and Joe, I'm telling you, use the model. They work.
That's so funny that there's actually research, you know, where to use a brunette and where to use a blonde and where to use a dude. Right. That's funny.
Well, we've done that research, but we've definitely, and we've learned through trial and error, right? And we test stuff all the time. But a lot of the other abusing models versus real people, that comes from Madison Avenue, right? So, and now, obviously, there's always a big pushback, you know, or they Photoshop, all that other crap. That really doesn't have to do with, hey, what am I looking at, and am I going to engage on it? Now, if we look at things like WeChat and all these other products, there are no pictures, right? It's just the messaging because it's a function. So we'll probably get there sooner rather than later in regard to buying a car. The picture of the person is probably not as important as getting the information. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to look at somebody pretty or handsome. So.
I don't have a problem with it either. Okay, last question.
Okay.
Last question, and then we'll start buttoning this up. Last question comes to you from David. He writes, and has anyone told Todd that he is almost a dead ringer for Saturday Night Live alumni Will Forte?
Boom. Yes. In fact, unfortunately, I was in Vegas not too long ago, and I think my cab driver thought I was him.
Really?
Yes, because he kept looking back at me, and I'm like, and then he's trying to take a picture of me in his freaking cab over his shoulder, and I'm like, who is this dude reminding me of? And I get out of the car, he's like, you're on Saturday Night Live. I was like, no. So, anyway, I wanted to play along, but I didn't, just because I was obviously at that point freaked out and nervous why this dude was taking a picture of me. But, yes, I've heard that. Thank you very much.
Wow, not too shabby, Mr. Smith. Well, thank you so much for being here. That was a great presentation. It was entertaining and it was on point. I really appreciate it. I love seeing you. And I will see you at NADA, right?
Absolutely. I'll be there.
I love it. I love it. All right. Audience, thank our friend Todd Smith. I want you to know we recorded this for you. We're going to be sending out that recording to you. You can also find it online within 24 hours. Just go to dealeron.com/webinars. You can view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars too. Don't forget, you're more than welcome to share today's webinar recording or keep it for your reference. Share it with your friends and colleagues. And yeah, we got a survey going out to you too. So please, fill out that survey. It's really short, but we want to know what you thought of today's presentation. Did you like what Todd Smith had to say? Did you find it helpful? You got to let us know that so we can keep bringing you some awesome webinar subjects, okay? So fill out that survey. We're always here to read it, and today we're going to randomly select a couple of people from all those completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And hey, Dealeron's going to be exhibiting and presenting the upcoming NADA convention in Vegas at the end of March. So if you're going to be there, you got to stop by booth 6626 and write it down. We have an amazing booth. You don't want to miss that, and I'm going to be there, and I need to meet you, so come on over and say hi. We're going to be getting our NADA on, and while you're getting your NADA on, you got to check out these speaking sessions from these amazing Dealer On executives. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar, and woo, it's a doozy. How to deliver the ultimate red carpet experience. Selling cars in a fast-paced, ever-changing digital world can be tough and often overwhelming. However, some things will never change, like the fact that all consumers love great customer service. After all, dealerships that deliver superior customer care definitely yield more sales, higher grosses, and more repeat and referral business. Present an unparalleled red carpet experience every time someone enters your dealership, and you're going to create stronger customer loyalty and close more deals. Are you ready to learn how to give your customers the red carpet treatment in this amazing one-hour webinar? Mike Davenport, a true 30-plus car sales rock star that grinds every day on the sales floor just like you, is going to share the techniques, drive, and knowledge that every salesperson needs to deliver the ultimate red carpet experience. Regardless of what position you hold in the dealership, you should not miss this chance to hear from one of the auto industry's best and brightest. Are you ready to learn how to deliver the ultimate red carpet experience? If you think you can handle this hour of awesomeness, then you'd better register now. Don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. We have some amazing subjects planned for 2016, but if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding these webinars and our topics, hey, contact me directly. Again, my name is Eliana Raggio. I love to hear from you. I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and all the automotive social networks. You can track me down online or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care.